Hello? Hi there, Jose. I'm not sure what happened there. At one point, I just couldn't hear you, but you're talking about Paul needing to clear out his garage or his master bedroom,
so,
and then that's kind of the last thing I heard.
All right, so let's say that Paul wants to. Are you familiar with the Baxter?
Sure.
The bag with waste management?
Oh yeah.
Okay, well, so I'm sure you've heard about Baxter too, and you've done your research on it. If you don't, then once we get off the phone, I'm pretty sure you're gonna look it up. So, Paul wants to get up. He's gonna clean out his basement, and Paul calls dumpster companies. Hey, I need a dumpster. What's the smallest dumpster you have? The smallest dumpster that we have is a 10-yard, and it goes for $3.95, right? Well,
mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Paul doesn't need a 10-yard dumpster because he doesn't have that much trash. So Paul is obligated to get the 10-yard dumpster for $3.95 when he's not going to use it. Well, but if Paul had another option where, for instance, if Paul knew that, hey, there's another way to go about where Paul can call Jose with Magic Touch, and I could
mm-hmm.
offer him a 5-yard plastic bin that can fit anywhere in his front yard. Instead of Paul having a big, ugly, metal, stinky trash
right.
can that blocks his driveway, and Paul's going to throw his money down the drain when he's obligated. Paul only needs to throw a few items, which is going to fill up the 10-yard dumpster, 1/4,
25%. Okay.
So, but I will provide Paul a 5-yard plastic waste bin for, say, $2.50 a flat rate, pick up and drop off.
Okay.
And I save you $145.
Right.
And then so the way the bin is 60 inches by 60 inches, 60 by 60, 44 inches in height.
Okay.
And we go to your house. Say Paul wants me to drop it off, so I'll get my guys in a schedule. I'll get Paul on route, and I'll get Paul on schedule and say, hey, Paul, I will have the bin dropped off tomorrow between so and so.
Okay.
Where would you like me to place it? So we
right.
take gifts, and we'll offload it, and we'll set it anywhere you want, and you can still park your car in the driveway.
Nice.
Yeah, and you call me whenever it's ready for pickup. You can keep it for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because I have 2,500 of these bad boys.
Oh, okay. Perfect, yeah.
So I'm saving you money because you don't need a 10-yard dumpster, but if Bob wants a 10-yard dumpster, I can provide you a 10-yard dumpster too because I have 10, 15, 20s, and 30s.
Okay.
But I'm doing it to help out the customer. Helping in these tough times, helping the customer save money. We all got to dispose of trash. And the way it is, what fits there is about a truckload. So if you have a pickup truck, whatever you can fit in the pickup truck, and instead of the customer having to go to the landfill, driving, loading up the truck, going to taking the to and from, waiting in line, offloading the truck. If he goes, Paul will save money. Instead of Paul saying, I'm not going to pay $3.95, I would rather do the work myself, load it up into my truck, drive to the landfill. So it's going to take Paul 3-4 hours Saturday and he's going to end up paying $80-$120, but I'm saving you 4 hours from your family
right.
time, and I can just deliver it to your front door. Anywhere in the driveway, in the garage, I can put it. You take your time, call me when it's ready, and we'll pick it up. And it's a flat rate of $2.50. Or you can get a 10-yard, 20. Or if you say, no, but Jose, I need a dumpster, then I'm more than happy to give you a dumpster. But I'm doing it to help out the individual that does not need a 10-yard, but they're forced to get a 10-yard dumpster, because that's the smallest The smallest dumpster you can get from a roll-off company is a 10-yard dumpster.
Right. Yeah, so you'll help out the people that don't have that bigger job, make it affordable for them, make it convenient for them, giving them as much time as they need to get it done, and you pick it up when they're ready. So, I mean, we can definitely promote that, like on your website and on all the different directories and things like that. And of course, like you said, you still are wanting to be found for those bigger jobs, as you've got those dumpsters too. So we'll do very, very, very targeted marketing. Again, like I said, our job is to get you the right types of jobs from people that need your services. So, one of the things that we would do even before, at the very beginning, is to do what we call a client interview. So we'll have one of our technicians, and I took a lot of notes here, so they've already got a big head start, but we'll have one of our technicians talk to you about everything else, the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business, and that's some of the uniqueness that we're talking about there with the services that you can provide that no one else can. You want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. And, of course, we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. But we want you to be a big part of your success. We want to have you be part of the team, really, to help us promote your business the way you want it to be promoted so that you get the right types of phone calls. You'll get, like I said, a very detailed reporting and tracking system so you can see exactly how much work you're getting, etc. But you can also request content changes. You can upload photos right through your tracking system. Or, of course, if you wanted, you can continue just to call us and email us those photos and that content. So the initial construction of the website is going to be included in that flat rate. And, of course, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of that is included as well. Now, being listed on Google, Google it, right? It's kind of what we say and it's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. So I know that there's people that have used your services in the past. This is going to get you more clients that will find you on Google, and then each of them will become, what can be a traditional word of mouth system for your business as they use you for other services as well.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions for me?
No, so same for now.
Okay. Perfect. So as far as the branding of the business goes, it's Magic. I see it as Magic Touch Construction Services, LLC. That's off of the Angie Leads profile that Giselle found here attached to the same phone number. But how did you really want your business to appear online?
Magic Touch.
Magic Touch. Yeah, that's how you referred to it before. Magic Touch,
yeah.
And simply Magic Touch. It's a great time to do that because, like I said, we're creating a website, verifying your listing on Google and Bing, creating almost 70 different directories. So we'll have it branded simply as Magic Touch. And then, Jose, is the phone number that we are speaking on, is this the number that you want your customers to call? Is it also?
No.
Okay.
You can call me to the 770-355.
Okay.
9898.
Okay. But the phone number that we're...
My secondary number is that 770-356-4435.
Okay. So the business number is the 9898 number, but for us to simply contact you, use it internally, not to promote for your business, just in case we can't reach you on that other number, we've got the 4435 number to call. And then... correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, right? You go out to the customer and no one ever does come to you, so there's not a showroom or a brick-and-mortar location. There's no physical address to promote for your business online?
No, yeah, I provide a service. I go to you guys.
Yeah, it's a service-based company. Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, kind of run out of the truck, right? And Google actually doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, since you're out in the field most days. But I did see 3595 Canton Road. Again, that's off the Angie's profile. Is that your home?
No, that's a P.O. box that I have, so all the checks go there. But
oh.
My house.
Okay.
My house is, my address where I park my truck is 1054 Chalford Road.
Okay. And the zip code there?
30066.
30066. Okay.
Yeah.
And then when we contact you, like I said, your customers are just going to call you directly with that click-to-call feature. But when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email.
Okay.
How do you spell, you said the 1054 and then the spelling of that road?
Chalford Road, Chalford.
And Chalford is one word. Okay. And that's in Marietta, 30066.
Yes.
When we contact you, like I said, we use phone, text, and email. The emails are usually for something longer, something we want you to have for your records. Most of the time, we'll simply give you a call or send you a text message. Jose, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text and phone call is better.
Text and phone call better. Okay, so put text for phone.
And you can email me, too. I'm trying to. Got me a tablet, so I have.
Oh, perfect.
I'm getting used to it, yeah. So
all
of you.
All of them, any or all of them, that's good. Like I said, there's going to be a bit of redundancy built into it. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll send a text. And for longer pieces of information, we'll email you. What is a good email address, then, either for you or for your company?
So we have two of them. So mm-hmm. for the company is Magic Touch Accounting.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
All right.
And then my personal one is Jose_MTCS@yahoo.com.
Okay.
But
either of those.
Go ahead.
Which one is the best one for you to access
Jose,
most easily?
My personal one.
Okay. And that was Jose_, that was MTS, did you say? Like
Magic Touch Construction Services, MTCS.
MTCS, gotcha. And that was at Gmail, though, right? Not at Yahoo?
At Yahoo.
Oh, that was also at Yahoo. Okay, at yahoo.com. Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, well, first of all, I don't think I ever got your last name.
Hernandez,
okay. And then, Mr. Hernandez, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do two things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. Again, like I said, we'll schedule that follow-up call to get all the information that we need. And then the other thing that I'll do here, and it is required of us as we're Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service down to the $199. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there, get the payment processed, and get your client interview scheduled. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay. And give me just a second here, Mr. Hernandez, to get that set up. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Magic Touch.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Hernandez, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jose Hernandez, owner.
Okay. And, Mr. Hernandez, as the owner of Magic Touch, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, Mr. Hernandez, that you will be using for our services, Jose, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, it's just to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services in your area are able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. So say, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is, of course, all the content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, we want to brand your company consistently as Magic Touch. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We will, of course, be the ones to create that website, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate for your business. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing the cost of the service itself, including the website at no additional cost, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced setup fee, I'll actually waive your setup fee altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 18th of January, in the very reduced total amount of just $199.00. Jose, that $199 again is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind, and of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month moving forward at that same exact reduced rate of $199.00. As it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, Mr. Hernandez, that, of course, means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement for any reason. You can pause the service also. If you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, the service can also be paused seasonally if necessary. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jose, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Hernandez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, but on my name, can you go ahead and just put it, the full name, Magic Touch Construction Services, LLC?
Yeah, I can go back and do that.
We've been doing this for a long time, and I just don't want to confuse any previous customers. And when they see the ad, they're like, hey, wait, we've done business with that guy before, so let's call him.
Right. So I'm going to put that back to Magic Touch Construction Services, LLC. So we'll brand the business again as Magic Touch Construction Services, LLC. It will appear that way on the Google listing, the Bing listing, on all of the directories that we'll be creating for your business as well. Okay.
And bulletproof points, I don't know how you guys do it, but can you do it? The first one would be roll-off containers. Number two would be debris removal.
Okay.
That way, you know, we clarify because, you know, the name says services.
And right.
So I would want to target my black bin to anybody that wants it, whether it's a million-dollar company or it's a 30,000 or a homeowner or
right.
a Walmart, anybody,
okay.
roll anything to anything with trash. I just want to be able to keep all my equipment on the road.
Sounds good. And like I said, we'll get into more detail, although you've been very detailed and I have been taking good notes. But we'll do that client interview as well to get all of that information, tagline, slogan, motto, et cetera, roll-off containers, debris removal. Yeah, we're going to want to include all of that in the website that we'll create and all the directories that we'll create for you as well. So that actually does conclude the voice verification here. And as I pull up the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call, is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
American Express.
And Mr. Hernandez, on that American Express card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Is it first and last, or is there a middle initial on that card?
Let me see. Oh, crap, it's in the car. Give me, it's Jose A. Hernandez.
Okay.
And then it's Magic Touch.
Yeah, I was going to ask if they could fit in everything on that card. I wouldn't imagine they could. On that particular card, Jose A. Hernandez, Magic Touch. I did hear you say that you're heading out to the car to get that. So let me pull up that client interview calendar and we can get that scheduled. This late in the day, the only thing that we have available is going to be at 6 o'clock. If you're available at 6, if you're available today, if not, we can look to tomorrow. Tomorrow's calendar is wide open. But if 6 o'clock works for you today, does that?
Yeah, that works
okay.
for me.
Okay. It's going to be a one-hour window for a half-hour phone call. So sometime between 6 and 6:30 is when we'll call you, and then it'll take about a half an hour after that. If I'm available on that call, I mean, when our client interview technician is available between 6 and 6:30, I'll get about a minute's notice. If I'm not on a call, I'll be part of that call as well, just to introduce you to your client interview technician and see if you had any specific questions for me before I hand it over to them. If I'm on a phone call, and like I said, I don't get but a minute's notice when they're ready. If I'm on a call when they are ready, they will call you directly. They've got all my notes, so they'll be able to take good care of you. If I'm able to, and I might not be able to get this into our system in the next 8 minutes or so, then you would receive a reminder email an hour prior. If not, you're just going to get that phone call. I will, though, send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Although many people do, it's going to have that 6 o'clock appointment time on there, and then it's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English.
So you're Google or local splash? What are you?
We're a Google Premier partner, which is the closest thing that anyone can get to working directly with Google for local search engine optimization. Google does have a division that deals directly with nationwide chains, but about 6 years ago, they started partnering up with digital marketing firms and search engine optimization firms to provide these types of services for small and medium-sized companies. All that you could do directly with Google would be Google paid ads. Sometimes people call that AdWords. We can still offer you a paid ad campaign. We are Google certified to do that as well. In fact, that's really the reason that Google started the partnership program to begin with, was to get business owners a higher return on investment using Google services.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got you all set and squared away for that 6 o'clock hour. In case I am not on that call, not available for that call, and for your security moving forward, I did want to set up a security question and answer. This is for your protection. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are associated with your business, if they call and say, I'm calling from Magic Touch Construction Services, LLC, even if it's you, we're going to ask you to give us the security answer to the question. Anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or with Local Splash, they need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They will also need to know both your question and answer without being prompted, again, for your protection. So your options here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
And then what is the answer, Mr. Hernandez?
Hansburg, California.
Hansburg?
Yeah.
Okay.
H-A-N-F-O-R-D.
Okay. And then I do have to type that in twice. Okay. So you're all set and squared away with that. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Oh, you said it was a American Express. Were you able to get that card from the car? Should start
I got
with
one. Three. I got you. I'm going to pick up. Hey. So, give me 1 second, and then one to the terminal. Andy? Andy?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. My name's Paul, though, if you're speaking with me.
Sorry, Paul.
I thought you were talking to somebody else. You called me Paul as a kind of an example about 5 times, and then you're starting to talk to Andy. I thought you were talking to somebody else.
So I'm terrible. If I don't write it down, I will forget.
That's all right. That's okay.
All right. Let me see. I'm pointing to my truck now. All right. You ready for that number?
Yes, sir. If you want to read it to me, I'll read it back at the end.
All right. It is going to be... Three 7 6 7.
Mm-hmm.
4 1 7.
Okay.
4 3 8.
Yes, sir.
5 1 0 0 3.
And then the expiration month and year?
6/26.
6/2026. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
3903.
3903. So I've got 3903 on the front of the card. I've got June or 06/2026 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 3767-417-438-51003?
Correct.
Does that bill at the 3595 Canton Road?
No. My my house is 4907. Climbing Vine Place, Northeast.
And the zip code?
30066.
Okay. All right. Now, in just about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, it's fine.
Okay. So you'll get that email in about a minute or so. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. You'll get all of that information by confirmation email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there.
No, I have not received the email yet.
Yeah, it takes about a minute or so, but while I've got you on the line, since we've got your client interview scheduled, we've got the security questions set up again, let me just see if I can give our client interview technician just a little bit of a head start here. Are you going to be wanting to be found Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, okay. Is that like 7 to 7?
6 to 6.
6 to 6. Okay, so Monday through Friday, 6 to 6, closed Saturday and Sunday. And for the forms of payment that you accept from your customers, is it cash, check, credit card, anything like PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, any cash apps?
Zelle.
Okay, Zelle.
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. All right. Residential and commercial. We've got, so our client interview technician is going to want to know, you know, just a couple of other things, like I mentioned before, and we'll take care of that conversation later on today. Let me know when you receive that email.
I just got it.
Okay. So it's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it is hyperlinked, and that goes to the Local Splash
okay.
Terms of Experience.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
I clicked on it.
Okay. So, again, we're going to optimize your listing on Google, Bing, all the different destinations and directories. We'll do the landing page, which is your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there is a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's
okay.
Where you either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears. It has to be exact. So the J-A and the H are capitalized, a space before and after the A, but not a period after the A. If you copy and paste it, don't copy a space before or after. If you type it in, it does need to match exactly. But once you've got your name, Jose A. Hernandez, in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That's going to do a couple of things. Of course, it's going to let us know that you know that it's month to month, that it is a fixed flat rate, etc. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that all of the information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. You'll know you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. That's just our system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system, thinking that it's already active, which it is not. But it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. In about a day or so, once your tracking system is activated, you'll get by text and email both your username and a default password. You can use that password to access your tracking system, and you can update it and change it if you like. I can give you the username because that has already been created and it cannot be changed. It is the phone number, though, that we are speaking on. Area code is included. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Actually, it looks like your username is going to be 678-798-4367.
All right. What is that going to be again?
The username, and maybe I can change it. But we had another phone number in our system, 678-798-4367. Is that still a phone number associated with you or your business?
One second. What is it, that number again?
It is 678-798-4367.
679. What are the last four again? I apologize.
That's okay. It's 4367.
4367?
4367. Yeah, you'll get that by text and email once your tracking system is activated.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry. I can make it easier for you. You said the business number again to promote is the 770-356-4435 number?
The 9898.
Oh, the 9898 is the 9898 is the business number, and the 4435, that's your cell as a secondary number.
Well, they're both. I use them the same amount. Both
of
them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right. Perfect. Okay. So I'll see if I can get your username updated before we send it out to you officially. Make it one of those phone numbers so it's easier for you to remember.
That would be fantastic.
All right, I'll do that for you. Do you have a preference, the 9898 number or the other one?
The other one, the 4435.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to update that here, and then I'll have our system updated as well, so you'll have that as your username. And then, like I said, once your tracking system is up and active, you'll get that username and a default password. Other than that, if I'm available in that 6 o'clock hour, I'll be part of that phone call. If I am not available, then our technician will call you back directly. But either way, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard, Mr. Hernandez. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right, great. I agree. Appreciate it. So 6 o'clock, you're calling.
You sure will. A little bit after 6, probably a couple minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye now.